USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a rigged election.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Monday. The president continues.
You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country. These ballots pouring in from everywhere using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says mid-January could be a dark time in terms of coronavirus, given holiday gatherings and travel, warning people to be wary of indoor spread.
Not only for New York State, but for any state or city that is facing similar problems. Without substantial mitigation, the middle of January can be a really dark time for us.
He indicates we are just entering a post-Thanksgiving surge, which in theory would then match up with a Christmas and Hanukkah surge in terms of case numbers. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece is weighing in on the Georgia Senate debates.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous, but giving solutions. Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New England is digging out from a massive nor'easter that left hundreds of thousands of customers without power. Up to a foot of snow was dumped on parts of Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, and wind gusts of more than 70 miles an hour were recorded on Cape Cod. Showers are expected through the region today, making driving conditions dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Costco keeps its golden hour.
Costco will extend its senior shopping hours until further notice now due to the recent uptick in COVID cases, according to the retailer's website. Customers eligible for the special operating hours include those who are 60 or older and those with disabilities or who are immunocompromised. Guests will not be admitted. Costco's designated senior shopping hour is from 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, with exceptions at some locations. Priority access will also temporarily be given to healthcare workers and first responders who must present a Costco membership card and official ID of their role to be allowed to move to the front of any line to enter the warehouse. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Chick-fil-A, the leading U.S. chicken chain, sued major poultry producers, accusing them of price fixing. The Atlanta-based company said that led to inflated prices for billions of dollars worth of its chicken purchases. The chicken sandwich giant alleged in a lawsuit filed Friday in a federal court in Illinois that top chicken suppliers, including Tyson Foods, Pilgrim's Pride, Sanderson Farms, and Purdue Farms, coordinated pricing for meat supplies and collectively reduced production to push up prices. Chick-fil-A is seeking unspecified damages and to recoup legal fees. That's according to the lawsuit. And finally, today marks the 79th anniversary of the Japanese attacks on Pearl Harbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.